time to talk some football this afternoon as we are joined on the phone by former Maine Black Bear, now the general manager of the Houston Texans, Brian Gain. Brian, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be with you.
And congratulations on, it's not such a new job now, but that's an awesome opportunity for you to move up into the big chair as the head man here of the Texans.
Well, I appreciate that. There's a lot of work ahead. You know, we feel like we've accomplished a lot since January when we got here. Had the unique circumstance of our team actually coaching in the Senior Bowl. And then from there, we were preparing for free agency in March. Obviously, the draft through the whole process. And here we are now. We're about to start our rookie minicamp. So all our rookies are coming back this weekend. We get our first chance, our first glimpse to see our young players.
Now, of course, you've been in the draft room many times before through your years as an executive in the NFL, but was it any different this time around being the general manager?
You know, it's a good question. Naturally, the final decision lays at your desk, but I do believe that scouting is a process, and if the process is right, it should lead you to the best decision. So when we got here in January, we tried to make sure that, like, how we scouted, how we evaluated, how we graded, the traits we were looking for per position, sharing that with the coaches, sharing that with the scouts, were well communicated, that we were maximizing technology, and that we were turning over every rock and stone to find good players. And I felt like we honored the process when we executed the draft on draft day because it was very unique. We didn't have a first or second round pick. But we did have four picks in the top 103 or 104 selections because we had three third rounders and one fourth rounder. So I feel confident that we came out of the draft with, you know, four of the top 105 players.
One of the first things you did was to shore up your secondary by selecting Justin Reed out of Stanford, and then also a key free agent acquisition as well.
Sure. So, you know, when we got here in January, there was two points of emphasis we knew we had to try to improve. And then one was the secondary, and then the other was the offensive line. So not alone just Justin Reed or adding him in the third round this year, it was also we added Aaron Colvin, a cornerback from Jacksonville. We brought back Jonathan Joseph. Another key addition was Tyrann Mathieu from Arizona, signed him to be a starting safety. And then equally we added Johnson Batamosi from the Patriots to help us in that corner and on special teams. We also added four offensive linemen via free agency and the draft, so we made sure that we try to continue to put weapons around Deshaun Watson and support around Deshaun Watson.
Well, and much like the Patriots, you had a little need there at left tackle. Do you feel like you addressed that through either the acquisitions from free agency or in the draft?
Well, there's only so much you can do in terms of one cycle in the offseason with free agency and the draft, but we did add four new offensive linemen to the group, so we certainly believe we added depth, versatility, and competition. But we did draft a young player in the fourth round last year, and Julian Davenport from Bucknell, who we're excited about his prospectus right now. So a developmental guy with a lot of upside, so we're optimistic and hopeful that he can compete for that job. And then equally, we drafted Martinez Rankin out of Mississippi State, who, ironically enough, guys, was coached by John Hevesy, a former offensive lineman at Mississippi State. And John's now at the University of Florida. But I spent a lot of time with John talking about Martinez. So we think, you know, both of those guys will compete for that job. Martinez was a multiple-game starter in the SEC at left tackle. But even if he doesn't play left tackle, we feel like we drafted a good young offensive lineman that could probably play all five positions.
We're talking with Brian Gain here on Downtown. You also picked up a pair of tight ends in the draft. As a former tight end, it's interesting to watch the transformation of that position in the National Football League. It's become primarily a blocking position, but still, if you've got a guy who's a dual threat who can also catch a pass now and again, that's a big bonus.
Well, versatility is a key component for the makeup of our tight end group, but we do have a few different positions within the tight end group itself. So we have what's called a Y and a U and an F, and we think with the addition of Jordan Akins, he lends a little bit more towards the F tight end, and he allows us to bring some value into the passing game as a young rookie. A very unique skill set in history because he was a former Major League minor league baseball player who was a high draft pick, who turned the football and really turned it on here his senior year in terms of the pass game value at UCF. And then we drafted Jordan Thomas in the sixth round, who probably fits more of the Y qualities of the tight end, where that might be a little bit more of the strong side blocker, the inline player, And unfortunately, guys, you know, we lost C.J. Fedorowicz this offseason, who retired due to some medical concerns. So we had to rebuild the position here this offseason at tight end as well.
You also get to work with Bill O'Brien, certainly one of the most respected guys in the game. What is it about him that's made him so successful and so well-respected?
Well, first of all, Bill is a heck of a coach. He's a talented talented coach, but, you know, great game planner, great, well-organized, hardworking, put together a great staff, great communicator, excellent game day coach, great situational management. What I would say about Bill, though, is he's equally as good of a person and a great partner to try to build a football program with. But the other thing is we have a philosophical alignment. In terms of how we want to build football program, football culture, how I want to run shop, how I want to organize our football operation. And it makes for a seamless relationship as it relates to putting it all together.
What's the biggest challenge of being in management these days as the NFL, with the way things are structured, seems to like that parity and like the fact that nobody's team is out of it for more than a couple of years, by and large? Does that make it even more of a challenge with contracts? It's not just about talent, it's about money.
Well, first and foremost, there's always that careful balance between winning in the now and preparing for the future. The second thing is you're constantly contingency planning as it relates to managing the roster, because you only have 53 players when the season starts. You only dress 46. So there's only a certain amount of spots that are, you're able to fill. Unlike the college ranks, when you look down the sidelines, there could be 80 or 90 players. So you're constantly working on that balancing act of winning for the now and planning for the future, but you're always contingency planning because of the limitations on the numbers as it relates to roster management.
Now, I haven't seen the schedule yet, but in recent years, the Texans and the Patriots have gotten together in preseason and shared practices and played a preseason game. Is that in the works again this year?
Well, we actually have a scheduled shared practice with the San Francisco 49ers this year after we play our first preseason game at Kansas City, and then we return home to play against the 49ers, and we're going to do a shared practice with them. We do open up versus the Patriots on the road. Obviously a highly contested game, a very well-respected opponent. It'll be a very competitive game. But there's two places of emphasis that we're really trying to focus on, or really three. Number one is ourselves. You know, look, let's face it, we were a 4-12 team last year, but we didn't win the division the two prior years. So we're confident with the return of the pass rush and with some of the changes we made this offseason that we're going to improve, we're going to be better. But the division has changed since I left and returned, because I went to Buffalo for a year last year. Jacksonville is a very good football team. Tennessee is a much improved football team and went to the playoffs last year. Andrew Luck is coming back to the Colts. So this is a landscape of AFC South division that I would argue might be one of the tougher divisions in the NFL.
No question about that. We're talking with Brian Gain, general manager of the Houston Texans. Brian, were you surprised as a former Black Bear when you heard the news that Jack Cosgrove had left the university to take the Colby job?
Well, first and foremost, Jack will always be a Black Bear, and you know, a guy that's been a stalwart and a bastion for us as it relates to all the alumni of carrying the torch and trying to push the program forward. Jack accomplished a ton of accomplishments while he was there. But you know, look, I think at the end of the day, to me, you know, Jack is a teacher. That's what coaching is, and I respect that a ton. Is that ultimately coaches, they want to teach. And Jack's passionate about football and loves the game, and I have a ton of respect for Jack. And I think when you're in the profession for that long, like, you're going to miss that when you walk away from it. But, you know, the best thing, compliment I can say to Coach Cosgrove is that although he was the head coach of the main Black Bear football team, I also believe he was a teacher. And I also believe that, you know, his passion for the game always resonated. And I'm sure that's what led to that decision.
One of the Maine's offensive linemen, Jamil Demby, drafted in the sixth round by the Rams this year. So many Black Bears that have had their chance in the National Football League as players, as coaches, as you mentioned, as executives as well. What is it about the Black Bear experience that led so many guys to become professionals in one position or another?
Well, that's a very good point that you make. And I would say this, that one thing you're going to get from a Maine Black Bear when they come out of that program is, number one, is player development. When the player comes in as a freshman or as a young player, they maximize the talents of the player, I think, to the best of their abilities. So for when they come in there as an 18-year-old young man, they leave as a 22, 23-year-olds, NFL-ready type player in terms of their preparation and development. The other thing is when you get a guy out of the UMaine program, you know, you're going to get a guy that's smart, tough, disciplined, that loves football. So that resonates, and that gives a guy a fighting chance when he comes into this league, because if you have those three or four qualities, you're going to have a chance to at least compete for a job. And in all my travels and scouting, you know, from Florida to New York to Seattle, Washington to Southern California, everywhere I've been, anytime the name, the UMaine football comes up and people find out that I went there, it's always greeted and met with a positive reaction, especially in NFL circles, because more times than not, scouts and personnel people know what kind of guy they're going to get from the program.
Well, Brian, it's always a treat for us to talk with you. We wish you continued success. Hope the Texans have a great year, and we look forward to catching up with you again down the road.
Thank you for having me.
That's Brian Gain, general manager of the Houston Texans here on Downtown.